I suppose the concept being that the Bush administration was looking, fishing, doing anything it could to get a pretext for war?
Well, it went into, the Bush administration came into office with a predetermined attitude, basically, to attack Iraq one way or another.
Why?
For several reasons. First of all, George W. Bush himself had a enormous amount of anger and hatred for Saddam Hussein, largely because of a report from the Justice Department that he was given that said that Saddam Hussein not only planned to kill his father, which was widely reported, but the report actually said that he had planned to kill virtually his entire family, including his mother, his father, his wife, his two brothers, and their wives, because all those people were on the trip, the same trip to Kuwait, and they were all going to be on the stage where the bomb was supposed to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught the, according to the Justice Department, there is some doubt among many people that this was a real threat, but the Justice Department report said that the bomber was caught before he got to the stage where he's going to blow everybody up, and the only person really that didn't go on the trip was George W. Bush, who was busy with his baseball activities
mm-hmm.
in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this, and he said numerous times that he was going to, that he had enormous amount of anger for Saddam Hussein. His senior officials, who ended up going to the Defense Department, had numerous times suggested that the U.S. take out Saddam Hussein or go to war with Iraq as far back as 1996.
All right. Well, their reasons had to be considerably less personal.
Oh, they were ideological. These were the neoconservatives who had all along wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein and overthrow the government of Iraq for their own ideological purposes, which had little to do with weapons of mass destruction and a lot to do with personal reasons and ideological reasons for...
Wait. Personal reasons and what?
And ideological reasons.
Ideological reasons. Well, then why not attack North Korea? Why not Cuba? I mean, there are many, many, many countries around the world we have ideological great disagreement with, right? So,
well, these people had fixated on Iraq from the very beginning. They were less concerned with North Korea and Iran. I mean, the very first, this came out in the book written by the former Secretary of the Treasury under Bush, Paul O'Neill. In his book, he writes about the very first National Security Council meeting in the Bush administration, which took place on January 30th, 2001. And there were only two items on the agenda during that first meeting. And number one was to become closer to Ariel Sharon in Israel and to look for ways to basically attack Iraq. They laid out a map of Iraq, and they had the director of the CIA, George Tenet, come in with the overhead imagery of Iraq, and that was their two fixations from the very beginning, Israel and Iraq.